Your intellect is so sexy to me, and we've been talking for hours. I love the words that you use in your story, but I know you have more powers. I want a man with steady, smart hands who can tie me up firmly. To minimize friction, I'll take the position and try to keep from my squirming. I want you to touch my naughty body. Pull out the kinks in my spine. You need to touch my naughty.
Welcome to the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast, the original sex and storytelling series featuring real people and rock stars sharing their bona fide sexual adventures. And now, here she is, Bawdy's founder, the grand dame of dirty storytelling, that impresario of pervy personal narrative, sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 3 of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. We have a story that will make you giggle with your earbuds in your ear. One of the worst, best punsters I have ever met in my life is our storyteller today. CJ is a professional pervert. They are a kink orientation ringleader. They are a trans and queer educator, a genderfuck drag performer, a safer sex consultant, all of the things. And God knows they love puns. CJ told this story on stage in San Francisco and had the room screaming. This is CJ with a story that we like to call Sexual Superhero.
So this is the story of how I discovered my inner villain. Now, I know what you might be thinking, this sweet boyish face and all of a 5-foot frame doesn't exactly say, take over the world. And even until that moment, I wouldn't have believed that I would be lashing down this gorgeous woman to this unfinished frame, beating her white skin red and torturing her into begging for my largest strap-on cock while cackling like an evil madman. The thing is, my villain has a public relations problem. Everybody thinks that he is a hero. I have this problem. You know the term resting bitch face? I have the opposite one. It's resting nice face. Look it up. Everywhere I go, somebody thinks that I work there and I'm there to help them no matter what I'm wearing. I can't go into a pharmacy without somebody asking me where the adult diapers are. My friends try to help me by drawing mean eyebrows on my face, telling me to frown and say very seriously, I don't work here. And this makes me look like Spock from Star Trek. You know, the most helpful man in the galaxy. And I don't mind being helpful. Here's the thing. The place where my villain is lurking is actually a place where I volunteer. A Dark Odyssey, which you may have heard, throws the hottest kinky sex parties around. And this is the biggest Dark Odyssey event we've had. 1,400 people are descending upon this hotel in Washington, D.C., where last week was the fundraising conference. This week, we have converted the ballrooms into these fabulous dungeons with sexy red lighting, cages, and spanking benches galore. And me, resting helpful face, my friend Finn, also a sweet-looking boy, I have decided to host the queer orgy. And we have done it to the nines. We are playing sex furniture Tetris, trying to get as many pieces of furniture into this ballroom so that we can have a great time. We've gotten our friends to sign up as condom fairies, wearing wings, a tiara, and a silver platter of dental dams and lubricant to hand to people in that crucial moment when their fingers might be a little sticky. And the party goes off without a hit. People are fucking on every single surface in the room. There's not even room. They're fucking against the wall. They're fucking on the floor. It is a good time. My friend Finn comes over, puts his arm around me, and says, buddy, this has been fun. I've got a present for you. This is the object that calls forth my inner villain. It is a large black strap-on mustache. And paired with my leather tailcoat I'm wearing that evening, I am reborn into Snidely Whiplash. You may remember Snidely Whiplash from the cartoon show Rocky and Bullwinkle as the dark mustached villain who is inexplicably tying girls to train tracks while Dudley Do-Right, the Canadian Mountie, comes and tries to save the fair maidens. It just so happens that I have a date with the fairest maiden of the land. Princess Leia is what we're going to call her, because she looks exactly like Princess Leia. The fiery eyes, the soft, sensual curves, and the leather lingerie that calls up that Jabba the Hutt scene. You know what I'm talking about? One difference, though, she has this naughty, elvish grin that makes you go mad. And as a princess, she is a huge exhibitionist. So when I say I want to tie a girl to train tracks, fuck her, and beat her in the middle of the dungeon, she is, no pun intended, all aboard. The pun was totally intended. I have my mustache, I have my maiden, we're heading down to the dungeon to find the perfect train tracks. And of course, at the biggest sex party in the year, every station is taken. There are people suspended over here, there's a man in a latex mask over here getting whipped by a femme dominant. The only piece of furniture is a futon. I am downtrodden. My fair maiden is getting frustrated. You know, why don't we just do it on the floor? I'll get some tape. We'll tape the train tracks down and just do it that way. She's very eager to get started. But Snidely will not be satisfied with that. I need to tie you down and beat you. Suddenly, evil genius brain takes over. I run to that futon, and I take the mattress off, throw it on the floor to reveal the perfect train tracks. Futon frame! Before I could say ridiculous cartoon mustache, Princess Leia has taken all of her clothes off except for that sexy leather lingerie piece, crawling onto the futon frame, looking up at me with that delicious grin. Snidely Whiplash comes out in full force. I grab my rope, I tie her down, I take out my most evil, stingy cane, and I am whipping these red parallel marks into her thighs. She's thrashing against the futon frame, and from beneath my apparently deep, dark soul, a cackle is emerging. You're mine, my dear. There is no escape now. No, Snidely, no, she replies. Thrashing against the futon frame. We attract a little bit of attention from the people in the dungeon because apparently not every day in the dungeon do you see somebody wearing a giant plush mustache tying somebody to a futon frame. And as soon as I take a breath from the beating, I notice we're surrounded by 36 people with their mouths agape staring at what in the world is going on here. Resting nice face, CJ gets a little panicked at this point. Oh dear, are we disrupting the other dungeon scenes? Do we need to quiet down a little bit? And Princess Leia is an exhibitionist, so she is loving the attention, and she just turns it up. Oh, Snidely, why are you doing these evil things? And Snidely returns in full force, because, my dear, you are the purest soul in town, and I want the townspeople to see you lose your innocence. The townspeople, as my new friends are now dubbed, are thrilled. Princess Leia is so ecstatic at all of the new attention that she's getting. Oh, Snidely, why are you doing this? I could never do such a thing. I could never disappoint the townspeople. Thrash, thrash, thrash. Flack, flack, flack. cackle, cackle, cackle. I am getting so turned on at watching her writhe against my ropes and in ecstasy and pain that I'm causing her, that my dick is throbbing against my tight leather pants. It's time to fuck. But of course, I can't break scene. So, Snidely Whiplash. It's time, my dear. You must now choose. You will die by the train or lose your innocence via my dick. Snidely, I could never do such a thing. You must, my dear, because the train is approaching. Can't you hear it whistle? And I lean and put my hand to my ear, and then the most amazing thing that has ever happened to me in a dungeon happened. Behind me, a small mousy voice pipes up, chugga, 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 chugga. I love my kinky community so much. Princess Leia stops, I stop, all the townspeople stop, take a breath, and then the townspeople join in the chant. Chugga, 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 woo! Having dozens of people who you've never met cheer you into getting laid via choo-choo sounds is the most thrilling thing ever. And Princess Leia laughs and succumbs. All right then, the dick. And Snidely gleefully collects his victory, unties the maiden, and lays her down in this very convenient futon mattress. I take off my leather, I thrust inside of her very anticipatingly wet cunt. Our naked bodies rock against each other until she arcs back and releases an orgasmic moan. And I take off the mustache, lean in, and we share the most passionate kiss any dungeon has ever seen. This is the kind of kiss not that resting nice face would get. This is not even the kiss that the hero at the end of the story gets. This is the only kind of passion and power that a villain can wield. And that, my friends, is how Snidely Whiplash saved the day.
I hope that that helped inspire an adventure for your next visit to the dungeon, because you know you're going to be there later on this week. It's so much more fun if you have a sense of humor about it. It makes it so much more sexy. I think you can do whatever you want with your own life. Thanks to CJ for that story. Our music for this episode is provided by Amber Lee Baker. She is an accordion babe who plays in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she wrote this song just for us. It is called Naughty Body. Thanks to Amber. Thanks to everyone who helped bring this show together. Our producer, Matthew Martyr, David Grossoff, Ruben Tan, Joe Moore. So how are we doing so far? Are you digging it? If you are digging it, please support our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/body. And spread the word about this. Tell your friends. Share the episode. We'd love to have your suggestions for music for what we do. Sex, kink, gender, body image, everything in that territory. We'd love to hear your song or a song you particularly like.
So remember, podcasts are great things, but what we really do is we want to get you into a room with other people, making new friends, creating new stories. So come to a live storytelling show, a live body storytelling show near you. Our upcoming shows include Thursday, October 27th, we'll be in Seattle. Our theme for that night is Wicked, and we'll be at the Rebar Seattle. On Wednesday, November 9th, we're back in San Francisco. Our theme is More, More, More. Tales from Saz Queens, Nymphomaniacs, and Power Bottoms. The weekend after that, Sunday, November 13th, we'll be at Dark Odyssey Surrender, a kink conference. And if you've never been to a Dark Odyssey, you got something interesting coming. So, and then after that, December 8th, we'll be back in Chicago. We just did Chicago. It was an incredible show. Our theme for the night is Didn't See It Coming. If you're in Chicago and you want to tell on Body Stage, record your story and send it to me via email at dixie@bodystorytelling.com. Let's get you on stage. They want to hear your story. Feel our heat physically.
You have a skill with your hands, evidently. That silky rope looks enticing. Imagine the ways you can wrap it around me. The prospect is so tantalizing. Your fingers are long and your arms are so strong. And you've been scanning my cleavage. I see your hunger for sensual wonder. The look in your eyes is quite savage. I want you to touch my naughty body. Tie all your lines on my spine. You need to touch my naughty body. Twist around me like a vine. I want to touch your naughty body. Worship your limbs like a tree. I want to touch your naughty body. Feel our heat physically. Wish we could take all our clothes off right here. Let all the people around us just leer. But getting arrested would suck and get in the way of all. I want you to fuck my naughty body. Rope burn your name on my spine. You need to fuck my naughty body. Twist around me like a vine. I want to fuck your naughty body. Worship your limbs like a tree. I want to fuck your naughty body and feel our heat physically. Feel heat between you and me.
Chugga, 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 chug